Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us here on the Michael Van Tool Show on this beautiful Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. I'm here with the Sunday morning team. I just want you to check in. LaToya, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I don't know if my mic was on for the introduction.
Nope, sorry.
We just
saw that. So, yeah. So, but
okay.
Go ahead.
Just want to make sure you can hear me.
Yeah.
Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And Kimberly Batchelor Davis is on the line. Good morning, Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, LaToya. Good morning, Detroit.
And Kimberly, we've got a big morning scheduled immediately following this program on Zoom. We've got a mental health summit, and we've got a panel, great panel ready for the team. And you're on
yes.
the panel.
I'm very excited.
Yes, and thanks for agreeing to be a part of it. We also have on the Zoom panel this afternoon, this morning at 10 o'clock, clinical psychologist Juanica Benson, mental health reconstructionist Leah Mills, Jason Dixon, CEO of Strategic Alliance Community Development Corporation, Dr. Jesse Marshall, a physician, Frank Blackman, Jr., he's a student founder of the Be Nice Mental Health organization at U of D Jesuit, and of course, I am your host for this morning's Mental Health Summit on Zoom. And here's how you can join in. Just go to my Facebook page or the Michael Van Tool Facebook page and click on to the promos, and it will it's a free seminar, and it'll send you right there so you can register for this free seminar. And Kimberly, I asked you to be a part of this because this is about mental health. It's about depression and finding ways to overcome it, to address it, to offer solutions and help. And I know you have you tell us a little bit about your book, because we're going to go into detail with that on the Zoom program at 10 o'clock this morning.
Thank you so much, Michael. My book is about how I battled depression and conquered it. And with so much going on in the world, we're watching riots across the country. We've watched the horrific video of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery. A lot of people are hurting. People are stuck at home. People have lost their jobs. People are feeling hopeless and helpless. And in my book, I talk about how you can find hope in the darkness of depression, and how there is help, and how therapy, exercise, eating healthy, and even if you need to go the route of medication, how it can help you.
Great, and we're looking forward to that. Actually, our program this morning will wrap up around 9:55 so that you and I can get on the Zoom conference at 10 o'clock, and it will go from 10 to 11:30. So I'm really excited about it. I'll do a little promo on it before we go off around 9:50 this morning. We've got a great show for you. You know, one of the members of our team, one of our editors, Robin Diamond, is going to be talking to us around 9:15. She's a survivor of COVID-19. And Latoya, we haven't spoken to anybody directly on the program about what it's like to go through that experience, that horrifying experience. But the good thing about it is that Robin came out of it, Latoya.
You know, Michael, it's a blessing to hear that because so many people didn't make it out to the other side. So I'm really looking forward to talking to Robin. She is truly a blessing.
Yes, and we're looking forward to that. So around 9:15, we'll be talking to her. We do, however, have a few things to mention, some of our supporters, including TCBC. So tell us a little bit about TCBC and how we're looking forward to getting back over there.
Well, Michael, let me tell you, the Tireman Conference and Banquet Center, they have everything you need all in one place. There is ample parking available for you. There is a gated parking lot. They have 3 banquet rooms, a commercial kitchen, an in-house catering room. They also have a recording studio and a sanctuary that seats 225 people, Michael. They have offices, equipment that you can rent, and they can even help you print and make invitations to coordinate your next event. If you're interested, please give them a call at 313-588-0432. Again, that's 313-588-0432, the Tireman Conference and Banquet Center. They are located on the Detroit-Dearborn border at 8031 Tireman. Again, the address is 8031 Tireman, the Tireman Conference and Banquet Center at 313-588-0432.
Also, Optimal IT Solutions, they can repair your desktop computer or laptop for less. Call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. That's 248-796-2429. And nowadays, we're using all of our electronic devices even more than ever. And I tell you, it's good to have somebody available like IT Optimal Solutions. And it's affordable, too. So if you call him, they'll get out to you, and it will be economical. And again, for Optimal IT Solutions, this is my IT guy. It's 248-796-4429. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the news, too, and get some church closed weather in there. And we'll be right back. Messages.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. called Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
On the line, on the phone right now, and all of you who have logged in online on blogtalkradio.com, thank you so much for listening. We are live right now. LaToya, you know, the economy is gradually, slowly perking back up. You know, we talked about TCBC. Regina, the queen of phones, she's back in action selling cars. I talked to her this week. And I also talked to Rilani's Boutique. And let me tell you something. You get, right now, you get 15% off when you purchase, when you make a purchase on a scheduled appointment. So they have some great new merchandise for you right now, and especially some casual stuff now that most people are home. But so here's how you do it. You call Veronica and make an appointment. Okay. Schedule your safe and private shopping appointment. So these are individual appointments that you can set up shopping at Rilani's Boutique. You get a free gift with each appointment. You don't even have to buy anything. All you have to do is make an appointment and go there, and you can receive your free gift. Plus, if you do purchase something, it's 50%, 15. Get this now? 15, not 50.
15.
Big difference. Don't tell I said that. It's 15% off. So call Veronica and at least give her an hour notice so she can set up your appointment. Here's the number to call Veronica at Rilani's Boutique, 313-815-8234. Again, that's 313-815-8234, Rilani's Boutique. Schedule your safe and private shopping appointment. You get a free gift with each appointment, no purchase required. But if you do make a purchase, enjoy 15% off your purchase, off your sale. All right. LaToya, there's a lot in the news. Kimberly, I'm not going to read the news today. There's so much, and it's moving so fast right now. All I'm saying is that we came through Actually, I would say like I thought the pandemic was bad, but we came through one of the worst weeks in American history this week. We're still in the middle of it. And I believe that we are in some very dangerous times right now, and we have failed leadership in Washington. And I'm just hoping that somebody can step up and provide real leadership at this time. We've got a lot in the mix going on right now.
Yes, we do.
Well, you know, Michael, I would like to say, you know, I struggled with looking for a news story that would be lighthearted and pleasant for today. And honestly, I don't feel right in my soul to just kind of minimize what we're going through in our country right now. And what I would like to say, instead of giving a news story about something lighthearted, what I would like to do is offer to our people and to our listeners, please don't let what happened in Minnesota divide us. Let's continue to love each other. Let's continue to be there for one another. I'll be very honest with you. I live in a neighborhood. It's predominantly white. And my next door neighbor, who happens to be Caucasian, she came over to my home yesterday, and she said that her refrigerator died and she needed a place to put all of her food because she is on a fixed income. And I opened my doors to her in spite of everything, and I just want us to take a lesson from that and know that you should always do the right thing, and we should always continue to be here for each other in spite of our circumstances. I mean, this is a neighbor who barely speaks to me or my husband, but in her time of need, I was there for her. So please take a lesson from this.
Yes, and I agree with you. I didn't feel right about doing the news. There's so much going on, and, you know, Ice Cube had an interview scheduled for Good Morning America this past week, and he declined the invitation. He was there to promote his new movie, and I believe it's coming out on Netflix. And he declined the interview because he said that he just didn't feel right going to Good Morning America, being all happy, saying Good Morning America, mm-hmm. and we're going through all this, and then to talk about a movie that, you know, has absolutely nothing to do with what's going on. And so I understand. It's hard to – we can't, like, sugarcoat things right now.
He said he wasn't in the mood to say good morning.
right. You know, and I understand. He just wasn't in the mood to just, you know, be all happy, do some happy talk.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not that time. This is a real critical time now, and that's why we're doing this mental health seminar coming up at 10 o'clock on Zoom too, because we've got some big issues that we need to address in our community, and we need to survive this, and I think that's what we're in survival mode right now. Speaking of surviving, Robin Diamond is on the line. Thank you, Robin Diamond, for being kind enough to share your personal information with us, and, you know, you're part of the family, you're part of the team, so thank you and good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, team. Can I say this? I just love Regina, Queen of Carlone.
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome.
Isn't she nice? Yeah, she's part of the
Sunshine
team. Absolutely. We'll have to make sure and talk to her this week about that. But, yeah, she's great. She's great. Very energetic, too. And she's selling cars at Newcomb Auto Sales, so you know, she's got the cars ready for you. But I'm so glad to hear you, Robin. You know, I just thought you had just forgot my number and didn't even pay attention to the show or anything like that. Then I felt so bad because then I found out that you were ill and I felt all guilty and everything.
You should have felt guilty because you hadn't heard for quite a while. And so when I talked to you, you're like, oh, you were sick? Okay. So, yes, I'm sick.
But I was sincere. I'm really sincere now, and I'm glad that you're okay. But, okay, let's start from the beginning. How did you find out something was wrong? What was the first – what was it like in the circumstances how you found out that you had contracted – the coronavirus.
Okay, so for me, we have to go back to when we were initially hit with this pandemic, because I had it early on. And it's when you first started to hear the words, you know, social distancing, and I'd gone to a few meetings with various groups, and so you were hearing social distancing. And then on my government job, we started the shutdown process. And that Friday evening, my husband and I were in a grocery store, and I started to feel a little under the weather. So in my head, I'm thinking, you know, could I know? So the next day, which was a Saturday, I'll never forget it, we went for a walk. My family outpaced me by far. They wouldn't wait. So I just thought maybe they were just extremely fast and I was extremely slow. But I really think at that point it started to wear on me. And my husband and I ran a couple of errands that day. When I came home, I needed to lay down for a minute. And essentially that was the start of it for me, because I never got up.
And what did you experience? Because I know it affects everybody differently. So what were some of the symptoms?
Yeah, that's a really bad thing to me about COVID, because everyone's symptoms are so different. So for me, it was the fatigue initially that I expressed. So during the walk, you know, again, I couldn't keep pace with my family. Again, I just felt tired, lethargic. Then I went into a fever, and I had a fever for 14 days. And
wow.
I had an extremely bad cough that just would not go away. I had absolutely no appetite. I mean, my husband would have to bring me foods that he knew, you know, that typically I would like, because I just really wouldn't eat. And then maybe a little bit with the breathing, but not to the degree that that a lot, you know, you hear a lot of people having to go into the ventilators and they just really, really can't breathe at all. That I didn't have. Mine was really more so focused on a cough and a fever and an inability to do anything. And then I isolated myself in my bedroom, you know, for almost 3 weeks. So, yeah, it was kind of intense for me.
Did you have to, was the hospital involved in any way?
Well, I mean, that's just it, Michael. So especially on the onset, because it was just so early on, I don't think anybody really knew how, I mean, I just kind of felt like nobody knew how to truly treat it. And there was this huge fear for me to go to a hospital because people weren't making it out of hospitals. At least that's how it felt in our community. Now, that may seem like an exaggeration, but if you recall, back in March, you turn on the news and every day this person died, this person died, this person died. And they all seem to be African American. So I was very fearful of going to a hospital. And then my doctor did not advise me to go to a hospital. So, no. So, it was no. I did not have medical attention for the most part, other than via telephone. It took a while. It took 8 days for me to get my test results. It was just really, I think that was probably the most scariest part, just not really knowing how to treat it. And so people started sending me remedies and, you know, and then all these YouTube stories and Facebook stories. And I definitely tried a few because you just didn't know.
Well, it must have been terrifying. And morning team, if you want to jump in with a question, go right ahead. But it must have been terrifying. How did you get through some of those nights? You know, I could just imagine you're laying there, it's dark, it's quiet, and what were some of the things going through your mind?
So I think the hardest part was the initial 24 to 48 hours of not knowing, but just assuming that you had the virus, hearing all of the negative information that the media was providing with regard to, you know, individuals dying from the disease. And, I mean honestly, for the first day or so, yeah, I mean, I just kind of thought, well, maybe I won't be here. But then I had to get my mental health together, and I honestly made a decision, in my mind anyway, that I would live, because the stats that they were providing then indicated that there was maybe a 20% mortality rate. So now I know it's, I think it's now maybe somewhere around 10%. And I just had to think, well, if 80% of individuals can survive, then so can I. I didn't really have any underlying health issues, although I definitely need to lose some weight. So that was part, you know, that's part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively healthy, but I thought that I would be able to beat it. But honestly, I think that I am the first person that I actually knew who had it.
Wow. Your support team, how did your family handle this? And where were they during this process? And how did that work out?
Well, Michael, they avoided me. What do you
Okay, that's why I'm asking. They avoided you, huh?
No, I was literally locked up in a room because I certainly didn't want them to be impacted. I just have a 16-year-old, and then I have a daughter in her 20s who actually was in law school or is in law school in San Francisco. But San Francisco and the Bay Area shut down first, so she came home to stay in place with us. And so I just really tried to keep my distance from them. Sometimes they would peep in the door. My husband's the only person that actually physically would come into the room. He's serving my meals. He'd go around at least 3 or 4 times a day disinfecting, like doorknobs, handles, anything that I would touch. But I really didn't see them. You know, my son's birthday was on one of the days when I was ill. So I did kind of peep out, you know, think happy birthday, take a picture, and then, you know, got back into bed. So it was really good keeping myself distant from my family.
Yeah. They say that going through this changes you. What's different about you now that you've gone through this? How has it changed you going through this?
Well, I think it's really a humbling experience, at least for me, because, I mean, my case wasn't super severe. I mean, it was severe enough that it kept me down for a good 3 weeks. And honestly, I still felt symptoms weeks and weeks after. I mean, it's only been maybe the last 2 or 3 weeks that I've felt, you know, close to 100%. But so many other people, I mean, there's been so much loss of life. And, again, for me, it's just humbling that I did not have the severity that some other folks had in terms of having to be hospitalized and go on ventilators, because I know people who that has happened to. And I definitely know people who have died from the disease. And it's just so odd to me that this country is so ready to get back into action. And it seems like we're ready to move on and forget about these lives that have been lost through this pandemic, and we're not truly embracing the hey, it's not over. And I don't know if that's a cultural thing. I understand that the economy is super important. I get that, but I think life is more important. So for me, it's just made me more humble and just more aware and more appreciative.
Well, unfortunately, I think we are going to see a second wave. And I think with all this protesting, there's absolutely no social distancing going on right now. And it's like, what pandemic? You know, when we're watching TV now, it's like, what pandemic? You know, we went through that already. But it's still out there. It's raging strongly throughout many states. I think half the states, the numbers are still strong. A lot of them are climbing, and I think we're going to go through a second wave sometime before September. But you know, it's about everybody has that individual thing about protecting themselves. But I see you're not letting down. I still wear my mask and gloves when I go out. I still use hand sanitizer. I still try to be safe and do all those things. And I see that you do too. Morning team, anybody have any questions before we wrap up?
I would like to ask a question. Hi, Robin. This is LaToya.
Hey, LaToya.
I have a question. I've been hearing conflicting reports. Is it true that once you have COVID-19 that you can't develop it again? Is that true?
I've heard conflicting reports with that as well. So initially my doctor said, well, now, you know, you're protected, you have the antibodies. And then we've definitely heard some some conflict on that. So the answer is I'm not sure, but I will tell you this.
Okay.
I was tested or retested a couple of days ago, and I'm waiting on my results. And I was tested not just for COVID, but tested for the antibodies as well. So I should have those results in on Monday, and hopefully I'll be able to just gain some further insight once those results come in. But honestly, Latoya, I'm treating this like I am not immune. I am very fearful of
mm-hmm.
this disease, and I'm fearful of contracting it again. So I just don't understand how we're so cavalier, you know, with regard to our own physical health now with these protests and all these communities. It's very frightening to me.
Well, I'm so glad that you're okay, and I'm glad that you're survived, that you have survived it, and I'm just glad to hear your voice today and thank God that He spared you, and it's a blessing to have you here today.
Thank you, and I just want us all to remember those who really had super severe cases who have been on ventilators. I mean, there's an individual that I worked with who contracted it first, and I won't say his name, but he has had some local media attention, but he lost like 65, 70 pounds, was in the hospital for about 2 months. And that's very frightening because I believe he was just released maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, and he contracted it maybe 9 or 10 days before I did.
Wow, that's a long time.
Did you lose any weight, Robin?
I did because I was not eating. I literally was not eating. My husband would have to really force me to indulge. Now, everything that I lost, I found with a few friends.
Okay, so it's back to normal, huh?
It's back to normal plus the COVID-15.
Okay, well, at least we ended it on a fun note, a high note, but just all glad that you have recovered, you're doing well, and we look forward to you being on the show at some point this summer. So thank you again. We really appreciate it. We love you.
Thank
guys.
You for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Take care.
All right. You're listening to the Michael Van Tool Show. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. The Sunday morning team is here. We are wrapping up about 5 to 10 minutes to 9 because we have to jump on a Zoom mental health summit, which I'm hosting with Strategic Alliance Community Development Corporation. And we have a panel of talented individuals, including our own Kimberly Batchelor Davis, that will be one of the panelists. Speaking of Kimberly Batchelor Davis, missionary Hattie Humphrey, self, and Kimberly are all board members at Franklin Settlement. And, you know, Franklin Wright is over 138 years old. It's a great nonprofit in Michigan, a gigantic force in helping the community. And even now, during this coronavirus crisis, Franklin Wright is still helping and still a major part of the community. So for 139 years, it's been a cornerstone of strength in supporting individuals, families, and groups on the Lower East Side of Detroit and throughout the Tri-County area. Franklin Wright's values are based on the settlement house concept of self-help for the continuous improvement and preservation of the family. The organization strives to achieve this through excellence in service and equality of treatment. It's rooted in a geographical neighborhood district. The goal is to know and understand the neighborhood and to help develop its potential by providing aid in obtaining the services people need. President and CEO Monique Marks is still working hard right now, even in these difficult times. And she encourages you to donate, or if you need to enroll in these programs, here's the number to call: 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. Someone will take your call and get back to you. All right, I want to mention some more of our supporters here this morning. American Standard Roofing. We've got you covered. Some advantages to American Standard Roofing are lifetime material warranties, certified installation crews, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, A-plus Better Business rating. They're family-owned and operated. Tell Gail that you heard it here on the Michael Van Tool Show or with Missionary Humphrey. American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. Now, here's the number, 248-350-2323. I'm sure some people will want to use some of their stimulus money to get their roof fixed. 248-350-2323. Kyle's and Kyle's, the place where the common man can expect quality work, plumbing, home improvement, replacing water heaters, drywall, cabinets, countertops, and more. Call Kyle's and Kyle's. Here's the number. They're very affordable. That all of our sponsors are affordable. 313-412-7064. 313-412-7064. And so let me just give you the information about the health summit coming up at 10 o'clock on Zoom. If you go to my Facebook page, the Michael Van Tool Show Facebook page, click on to the banner for the Smart Cities Mental Health Summit on Zoom. It's free. We're going to be there for about an hour, hour and a half. We have a panel of experts that are there, including Juanica Benson, a clinical psychologist, Leah Mills, a mental health reconstructionist, Frank Blackman Jr., student founder of an organization at U of D Jesuit that addresses mental health, Dr. Jesse Kimbrough Marshall, a physician, and Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author and podcast host. So, again, Kimberly, thanks, and I'm looking forward to this. They said we've got a pretty strong group of viewers waiting for us at 10 o'clock. So thanks for being a part of this.
I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
And, Michael, you didn't give yourself enough credit. You're the best host of all.
Oh, that's
on this
right.
On this whole panel, you're the best. Who else is going to be there, Michael?
Okay, that's right.
That's right.
I didn't even mention the host. Jason Dixon, the CEO of Strategic Alliance Community Development Corporation. Jason and I are hosting the program this morning, so we're looking forward to it. We discussed it. I told him definitely I want to be a part of this because there's so many issues, and you know, we don't know how all this stuff is affecting us. We don't know how it's affecting some of. We don't know if it's affecting us and how it's affecting us. But I could tell you one thing: it is affecting you in some way. All this that's going on, whether it is, you know, whether it's, and because that's when these things start. And Kimberly, I know you know a little bit more about it. You wrote a book about it, but all this information does affect, and we take it in, so we think. We don't know what's going on. Has that happened to you before?
It hasn't necessarily happened to me before because this is something new for all of us. The only thing that that relates to me is when 9/11 happened. And you remember it was a constant news cycle. It was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And social media at that time was still sort of new, but you had the cycle of the story. Now we have it on TV, we have it on social media, we have on the ground freelance journalists, you know, everyday people who are basically telling you what's happening from the scene. So you're right up and close and personal, and it's overwhelming. If you have children who are concerned and worried about what you're going to do for your children, and I'll tell you, if you haven't seen Mayor Keisha Lance, I believe it's Bottoms, from Atlanta, her speech that she gave that night was impassioned. And she said what a lot of us were feeling. She was like, I live in this skin. I pray over my children every day. And when this started, she said, I had to call my son to tell him to come home because he did not need to be out. And I think that was a universal message for all of us. I think a lot of people are feeling fear, and we have to figure out how to channel that, because you can't just sit and hold it, because when you hold it, it builds, and if you don't do something with it, it can affect you negatively.
Well said. Well said. LaToya, we didn't even church closed weather. What's the weather like? I'm just sitting here, and I'm looking out, and it's nice and sunny. What's it really like out there?
Well, today's high will reach a high of 66 degrees, will be mostly sunny. Tomorrow we'll reach a high of 73 degrees, mostly sunny. On Wednesday we'll be partly cloudy with a high of, you ready, Michael? 84
yeah.
degrees.
Wait, 84 tomorrow?
84 degrees on Tuesday. Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday.
And on on Wednesday we're going to have scattered thunder showers with a high of 80 degrees.
Wow. Okay, so it's getting better.
I'm ready.
It's getting better. I'm looking forward to being outside. I'm ready to get back outside and work on the yard, maybe do some more grilling, but summer is here. So you did get a great news story, a fun news story. Thanks, LaToya. you did find one. The weather. We have to appreciate the little things now.
Yes, yeah, speaking of appreciating the little things, mm-hmm. I would like to give a shout out to your son, Michael Cameron. He is working behind the scenes. We sound good this morning. We're loud and clear. The commercials are going perfectly. Cameron Vantuul, two thumbs up.
He's here, and
yes,
he's
Cameron.
He's almost like blushing. He's very quiet. He just gets up, comes out to the dining room table and does his job, you know, like he's highly paid, like he the high pay he is getting from this. So, you know, and I doubt if you'll ever hear him say anything because he's so shy acting.
Now, does he provide feedback after the show or is he just quiet about it?
Oh, no. He totally engaged in the process. He is aware of everything that goes on, and many occasions he's actually listening to the show separately on his phone. So he's not only running the boards here, but he's also listening too, just like a listener. So he's doing an excellent job. He's just making all these facial expressions right now, like hurry up and move on and stop talking about me, you know, and all that stuff. But yes, and I agree. I appreciate, and I'm thanking him also. So he's the one, it makes it a big difference, because if I had to do this all myself, you all would be able to tell if I was doing it. So I appreciate
it. Well, he's doing a fantastic job.
Yes, he is. All right. I got a couple more people that I want to, you know, talk about, because I'm getting, now that the economy is perking back up, I'm having conversations with the sponsors again. Had a conversation with Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, and he is very engaged in the program, and always every time we talk, we share comments about the program. You know, Attorney Johnny Hawkins, they call him a Warrior Lawyer because he'll fight for you. He not only is he an expert in personal injury, but he also has civil rights cases, state law, civil litigation. He's an award-winning attorney. I got a list here. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different national awards. But guys, we got him on our team. So we would not be here today if Attorney Johnny Hawkins did not support us from back in October of last year. And he has committed to support us for the rest of this year. So he's number one for us, let me tell you. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, great lawyer. And let me give you his number, 248-567-9990. 248-567-9990. I as you know, my company is called Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, and I offer business support services to small businesses. And what I do is, this is what I do. It's unique because people say, well, what do you do, Mike? You know, I say, I'm the business consultant. Okay, so what do you do? Well, I sit down in a conference room with my clients. I tell them about me, my background, and what I do, what I can do for them, or what I've done in the past for my clients, 32 years in banking. And I listen to them, and they tell me about themselves and their business and their ideas and plans and goals and all that. And then we connect to see how we can work with each other, how I can help them, and if I can play a part in helping them be more successful in their company, whether it's and that may be anything. We don't know. I just sit down and talk to them about it. We also, of course, do advertising. We also do some financial workshops, too. And I encourage my clients right now to make sure and apply for anything that you can apply for right now financially. Apply for all of them. Make sure you follow up and make sure you get your stimulus check. Make sure you apply for unemployment. Make sure if you're a business owner, make sure you apply for pandemic emergency financial help. Do all that now and be ready for when the economy opens back up. I think for Michigan, it's going to be the 12th of June. And be ready. Start, you know, don't make it a coronavirus vacation. Work every day, getting ready to get back in action and make money again. So here's the number to call me if you want to get back in action, 248-516-8300. We can help you start your business. We can help you to continue your business, and we can help you to promote your business. So 248-516-8300. Chapel Hill Funeral Home. I want to thank George and the great team over at Chapel Hill on Puritan for supporting the show. And you can reach Chapel Hill Funeral Home at 313-340-8883. And they've been with us for the past 6 months, so we appreciate them. Of course, don't forget about Relani's Boutique. Call to make an appointment, and you'll get a gift when you're in. They're right there at 10 Mile and Lasser. And you also get 15% off, too. All right, well, guys, we're going to start wrapping up. Any last-minute comments before
we wrap up? I would just like to remind everyone to continue to be a part of each other's lives, to continue to love on each other, and just please don't let this divide us.
Yes. We got to mention our team member, Henrietta Ivy. There was a death in her family, and she's dealing with that today. So, you know, we love, I know she's probably listening, and I just want to just let her know that, you know, we are with her, we're part of her family, and that we care about her, and we're looking forward to, you know, hearing from her next Sunday. But Henrietta Ivy is dealing with some family issues this morning. But so
Henrietta, we send you our prayers.
Yep, she sent me a text.
I'm sorry, Kimberly, did I cut you off earlier? I'm sorry, Kimberly, I think you were trying to speak. I apologize.
No. Actually, you were right on point. I was just going to say, please don't let this divide us. Let's all stay positive. Think about ways that we can interact with our leaders, because truly the power is in us, and we have to be smart about how we use our power. We have the number one buying power in this country, and we have to remember that, because a lot of times I think we get caught up in thinking that, oh, I don't have power, I'm just a nobody, nobody cares, I don't have a name, I don't have a big title or a big job. You are powerful because you are you. Remember, we own our own neighborhoods. Wherever you live, that's yours. Take care of it. Work with your neighbors. Work with the people that you know and love and have conversations. And then hold your elected leaders accountable. And when they don't do what they're supposed to do, vote them out. And that's what we have to do in November. We have to vote these people out who are not for us in helping us to make sure that our best interests are handled.
Yes, you know, and I think that that's something that we need to learn and pick up out of this, the all these situations that are going on right now, and that is we've got to get power, real power.
Yes.
Like you said, Kimberly, we've got to use our economic power. We have the power, but we don't use it. And we have to have political power. We've got to concentrate our power. And that's where I just don't know where some of these organizations are right now, but or have been. But I think the Urban League is doing a lot. And I see the Urban League very involved, and I hear about them on a weekly basis now. But these organizations like the Urban League and the NAACP, they've got to have real strategy
right.
and implement some strategies right now, because we're left with protesting and worse.
Exactly.
Because things happen and we're left outside. We can't make – but if we are the district attorneys, if we are – the attorney generals, if we are the Supreme Court judges, now we see we've got to really focus on the courts and the Justice Department, and it's going to take a lot of strategy, because that's where the power is. The power is with the judges and the courts and the police. Look at the medical examiner's report in Minnesota.
Look how
that was so. I don't even know like the right word.
Political
whitewash. It was like it was as though he died because he had high blood pressure. That's how weak that medical report was, and you know why it was written up like that. It was written up like that so that the police officers could get away with it without being charged with a crime like first-degree murder.
Right.
So that's where – now, if we were the medical examiner, then it would have been a fair report, an honest report, a more honest report filed. This was done for – some political purpose of saving police officers, not just this one. And by the way, did you see the wife of the officer that was charged with murder? She has now filed for divorce. And one of the things she said it was because of physical and verbal abuse. So she took this opportunity now that he's in jail to get out from under his control. And it shows you. This guy shouldn't have even been a police officer. And I think he had 17 issues. He had 17 issues. So this guy shouldn't even been on the force. And we've got to make sure that our police unions stop protecting bad cops. That's why they stay there. And that's why this protest started, because by firing cops, it was not enough, because all they were going to do is go to this county and apply and be a police officer there. So, and that's how things have been done. So, and that's why we're back in this situation. People are frustrated. I don't agree. Obviously, I don't agree with burning down and looting and all this. And I do believe there's some outside agitators, because
I do.
CBS and CNN are sympathetic to our causes. So why would we go and try to burn down and break down CNN and CBS? Doesn't make sense. And the mayor of Atlanta said the same thing. So, and then Attorney General Barr goes and says it's left-wing extremists. You know what? There may be some in there, but I could tell you there are a lot of right-wing extremists and they're here to agitate. And a lot of them are from some very far right groups, and they're hidden in the midst of these protesters. But one thing we can see, and I'm going to, a lot of the protesters are white. So you
they are.
And you cannot just say that it's us burning things down. I think I've seen more white people arrested and hit by batons this week than black.
Exactly, especially in Detroit. When we saw it in downtown Detroit, those were white kids that you saw. Those weren't black kids. And I'm going to say this. It's been noted that white supremacist groups have put out messaging to encourage people to go to other cities and start stuff. And we know that in Minnesota that it was a police officer who started a fire at AutoZone that started the fire at Target.
Wow.
The first that did that. Yes, that's a documented fact. It was a police officer. It was a white police officer. So when we talk about narrative, and it's the same thing LaToya said earlier, how you're the best host, Michael, if you didn't have this platform, a lot of our listeners may not know this because we don't always talk about it in mainstream media.
That's true. Well, I enjoyed the spirited conversation with this morning. I want to thank Robin Diamond again for sharing her personal story of, what she went through with the coronavirus a few weeks ago. Thank you guys. LaToya, thanks. Kimberly, thank you. And
thank
the
you.
Listeners
who
dialed in, thanks for listening. Those of you logged on to blogtalkradio.com, thank you all. God bless you. Be safe and secure. And we'll see you next Sunday right here, 9 o'clock. Don't forget, the Zoom Mental Health Summit is at 10 o'clock on Zoom. Visit the Michael Vantool Facebook pages, the show page, and click on and join the free seminar. We're going to have our panelists, including Kimberly Batchelor-Davis, coming right up at 10 o'clock here. Have a great Sunday.
Bye.